this is very profound, because we sing this song many times over and over. Church sings it probably every week. And among us two are bound souls, unforgiven, not free. But you have not considered that you're not free because you're not in His will for you personally. And that's not talking about being saved, born again, filled with the Spirit. Spirit-filled Christians walk out of the will of God just as easily as people in the world do. I'll be done here in just a little bit. You can sing another song. But our problem is we're so used to living bound. And when you're living bound, you're living, as a Christian, you're living unforgiven. You need to take that to heart. You don't have peace. You're not free. At times you are, but then you recess into being not really free in your spirit. And then you start questioning. And you start doubting. And then you have fear. And then you get in contention with people who are in your life. You contend. All that comes from not being free. And that comes from basically not walking in repentance and life.
Yeah.
If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And you will have life in your spirit. And you'll give life to others, not dead religion.
Yeah.
Not yesterday's newspaper, as my mom used to say.
Wow.
The path of the just, meaning what?
Justified.
The justified.
The justified.
Meaning forgiven.
Forgiven.
The path of those that are forgiven is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. That should be our walk. Go ahead.
Well, I have a story about it.